all the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:09. It's Tuesday. Partly cloudy today, which means the other part is sun. So I should really say partly sunny because it's more positive.
Yeah, it is.
So partly sunny today. Temperatures in the 70s. It is time for three things you need to know today. And one I am doing right now. Updating my Apple iPhone Walmart job.
Oh, really? Why?
There's an urgent, they said, an urgent update was released late yesterday. It's going to stop hackers from infiltrating your phone without you even clicking on any links. Apparently, there's just a lot of hacking going on.
What are they going to do on my phone? I got nothing other than like sports apps.
Well, if you do your banking, you got your banking apps on there. I would update my iPhone right now
if I were thinking.
So there you go. That's one thing and the three things you need to know this morning. The second thing is Governor Ned Lamont is considering a digital vaccine passport. It's like what's being used in major cities to get into concerts and restaurants. He thinks it'll be a lot easier. He does think that's headed our way. Like restaurants will allow you in if you're vaccinated, and you're going to have to show proof.
So it's going to be a nice little convenient app on your phone that the hackers could infiltrate.
Well, good. I mean, have you showed your vaccine yet for anything? I did.
Oh, you
did? I brought the dog to the vet to clip his nails, and I showed my vaccine card, and I got $5 off.
Wait a minute.
It said show your vaccination card and you get $5 off your visit today. I said, perfect. Here you go.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's interesting. I never heard of that.
So make sure you have it with you because you might be getting discounts pretty soon. And the third thing you need to know and the three things you need to know today is the movie Mystic Pizza put Mystic Connecticut on the map, basically.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts and the Mystic Pizza itself.
Yeah, it was just place. There 2 weeks ago.
Did you get a slice of pizza?
I didn't get it. It was crowded. It was crowded.
It's always crowded. Anyway, the world premiere of Mystic Pizza, the musical, is running through October 2nd at the Algonquin Playhouse in Algonquin, Maine, where I was over the weekend.
Really?
And we drove by it. I mean, we stayed in a house with friends 2 miles down the road from the Playhouse.
Really?
Yeah. And I said to Mr. Automotive, oh my God, let's go see Mystic Pizza, the musical. And he looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah, musicals are tough for guys.
Yeah, he's like, I don't do plays. I don't do musicals.
Yeah.
No, that's a hard no for me. But those are the three things you need to know today. All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is time for your Hollywood Report. Let's jump right in with a little Billie Eilish last night shocking her fans. She went to the Met Gala in a corseted, which is like that really tight, sexy corset on the, you know, stomach chest area Walmart.
Okay.
A corseted Oscar de la Renta gown with a 15-foot train. She wanted to surprise fans and go with a look she's never done before. But listen to this. She agreed to wear this Oscar de la Renta dress on one condition. The designer terminate all fur sales. And they agreed.
Oh, really?
Oscar de la Renta said no more fur. We're done with fur, thanks to Billie Eilish.
I think it's awesome.
I have all the photos from the Met Gala, and you can also see Ben and Jen. Bennifer making out with masks on.
I don't understand this Met Gala thing. I mean, looking at women in expensive dresses.
Or strange ones. I mean, the Met Gala is where you could wear that meat dress that Lady Gaga wore once. It's just all that weird stuff.
Yeah.
After suffering a back injury, Kate Beckinsale says she's feeling a lot better, posting a message on Instagram along with a photo of herself in the hospital, but she still hasn't said what happened. Nobody knows. We have no idea. She had some sort of back injury and was rushed to the hospital. That photo's on our blog. And finally, Dua Lipa. Her COVID-delayed future nostalgia tour finally gets underway early next year. It's a 28-date tour kicking off in Miami on February 9th, ending its North American run in Vancouver on April 1st. Megan Thee Stallion dropping in on a few of those dates, Walmart chef.
That's pretty cool.
Even more exciting, she's coming to TD Garden Boston.
Nice.
And topping that off is we've got tickets this morning.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
If you'd like to see Dua Lipa in Boston, be listening. We've got your tickets 8:10 this morning on Kiss 95.7. Ed Sheeran, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Wow, 6:50. The morning's flying by. It is time for good news. We share good news with you every morning at this time at 6:50. And we love hearing your good news. Call us if you've got good news. Tell us what it is. Wish somebody a happy birthday. Just tell somebody you love them. And share your good news. 860-247-9570. Walmart Jeff, do you watch scary movies?
It's been a long time.
Do you let the kids watch them? Do they like
no,
them?
The no, the kids do not watch scary movies.
Does Barbara, your wife, like them?
No, she stopped. Do you like them?
No, I don't even watch the news. So no, 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 okay. No. And I've never liked scary movies. But if you like scary movies, a company wants to pay you to watch horror movies. Finance Buzz is looking for a horror movie heart rate analyst. They're going to pay you $1,300 to watch 13 scary movies. You got to wear a Fitbit.
Okay.
And watch the movies, and they'll monitor your heart rate. That's it. You have from October 9th to the 18th to watch 13 scary movies. If you're a scary movie fan, you can do that.
Oh, yeah, easily.
And you're going to get over $1,000. But if you don't get that gig, don't worry. There's another one. Dish Network is looking for somebody to do the same thing. 13 movies, $1,300.
That's pretty cool.
So I love that. If you love good news and you love money, you can apply for those jobs right now on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. What is your good news, Walmart Travis?
My good news is for a guy in Illinois. He was at the Illinois State Fair over the weekend. When he was eating ice cream, he actually decided he was going to take his dentures out, leave them on the table, and enjoy his ice cream.
Okay. That must feel so good on your gums. I'm sorry.
I guess.
The coldness.
And he walked away, and he left his dentures on the table. State police that were working at the Illinois State Fair were able to reunite the man with his dentures. Okay. And this is just a friendly reminder that the Big E kicks off this weekend.
It does. If you're taking your teeth out to eat the cream puff.
Yes.
Make sure you remember your teeth.
Courtney, I looked online really quick. Machine Gun Kelly is kicking things off on Friday night.
That's right. I totally forgot he was going to be there.
Maybe Megan Fox will be there.
You never know.
You never know.
Wow, I love it. Yeah. That's such good news. Thanks for sharing it, Walmart Jeff.
No problem.
The Big E, Machine Gun Kelly, and False Teeth. Hey, share your good news, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is War of the Roses time, Walmart Jeff.
All right, I know.
War of the Roses. If you think your significant other is cheating, you call us. There's roses involved, a florist, and we do get answers. This morning, we're going to Manchester. Amanda's on the line having a problem with her husband, Clay. Good morning, Amanda.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the show. Oh, I hope we can help you out this morning, Amanda.
I hope so, too.
So, you know, I mean, obviously you know what War of the Roses is all about. Why don't you tell me, before we call Clay and do all of that, I need to know why you think he's cheating. What's going on?
I just kind of have a feeling. I think he might be cheating on me with this woman, Kelly, that he works with.
Okay, so a coworker, Kelly, a coworker.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
But why? There has to be a reason, unless it's just women's intuition.
It's kind of both. It's a gut feeling, but it's like he just recently started this job.
Okay.
He's a maintenance man at a motel, and Kelly's the girl at the front desk.
Whoa, okay, wait. He's a maintenance man at the motel. Kelly, who you think is cheating on you with, works at the front desk. Okay. But, I mean, maybe they're just coworkers.
Yeah, but ever since he started this job, like, a few months ago in May, he's just been acting like just really different. He's been distant and just shady, not himself. And then the reason I think it's, you know, this girl Kelly specifically, like I went to the motel one night to surprise him and bring him dinner.
Okay.
And first of all, he was nowhere to be found.
Okay.
But also Kelly was not there.
Okay. Did you try texting or calling or anything or what? I don't.
Yeah, like at first I didn't think it was that weird. Like I didn't really put two and two together. So I figured, I don't know, Kelly stepped away. She's in the bathroom. I don't know. But I stayed there for over an hour. And like first I just texted like, hey, I'm here. Come out to the lobby. And like no response. And then I tried calling. No response.
Okay.
And I mean, eventually I blew up his phone for the last like 30 minutes I was there before I got fed up and left, and just no response.
Okay, they were probably having sex in one of the empty rooms.
Jeff!
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, they probably were.
Okay, well, if you're feeling that way, if you're both feeling that way, let's jump to the chase. Then let's just do this. I'm going to call him. I don't need to know anymore. I just need to know he's acting strange. He disappeared for over an hour, and he works at a motel.
Yeah, don't forget women's intuition, too, Courtney.
Which is always 99.999%
always right.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Stop being so condescending.
I don't even know what that means.
Amanda, I'm going to let Walmart Jeff look up the term condescending. And while he's doing that, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to call your husband, Clay, and we're going to try to get some information out. You're going to be listening in. Feel free to jump in at any time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, you're going to be on hold. Feel free to jump in at any point. We're going to call Clay, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take a deep breath. Hold on. I'm nervous for her.
I'm more nervous for him.
Just don't be condescending. Hopefully you figured out what the word meant.
I Googled it.
That's a big term. Big term for you.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is Clay there?
You're speaking to him.
Hey, Clay, this is Bill from Flowers Express. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Hey, you're going to be doing better because you actually just won a dozen roses in our online weekly contest. Congratulations, Clay.
No joke.
No joke. Let's get fired up about this. This is a great promotion. We do it weekly here at the Flower Shop, and you are this week's winner.
Okay. What was this? It was like an email or something?
Don't you worry about that. We got all your info here, and we picked your name, and you're the winner. Basically, Clay, it's a pay-it-forward promotion, so we're not going to send you the flowers, but we will send the flowers to someone on your behalf.
All right. Let me think.
Okay. So here's the deal. Hold on, Clay. I got a dozen roses here. I can throw a card in with the roses. If you could think of a message to write on the card, we could do that.
Well, can I send it to like a front desk of a business? Is that possible?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's more than possible. We can definitely do that.
Oh, cool. All right, let me do this. Write on that card, for the one I love the most.
All right, so on the card, you want me for the one I love the most?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you could put like a little heart, and that's going to go to Kelly, and that's with an I.
Kelly with an I for the one I love the most.
Kelly is the one you love the most?
What's that?
Kelly.
Who is this?
Snap.
Who do you think it is? You don't recognize my voice.
Clay, it's your wife. It is Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. You're on the radio. It's War of the Roses. And yeah, that's your wife, Amanda Clay.
Come on, you know I was joking. I knew this was. I listened to the radio. Come on.
Okay.
You were joking with the people.
You did not know this was the radio. You know me. You know I'm joking. Come on. You couldn't hear it in my voice, baby.
No, I couldn't hear it in your voice. Why would you send it to Kelly? Even if you were joking, how would that be funny? How would that be funny when you know that this is something I have been upset about?
Baby, look. Okay, calm down. All right. She just went through a divorce. And here you are, a happily married woman with a kind, loving, faithful husband. All right, and
she's
Look, I just would have been making her feel good. What's wrong with that?
If you want to be with her, just tell me, and we can be divorced too, and you can just be with Kelly.
Oh my God, come on! Look, we've been over this time and time again. Come on, baby.
I want to know where you were at the hotel that night when I went to go visit you.
I told you I was out back working. Why do you think you couldn't find me? Because I was out back. We don't get good reception.
So why didn't you answer your phone? None of this makes sense.
I told you we don't get good reception. It's a concrete building. All right, the signal doesn't come through, and it just so happened that I had just called her to ask her a question about something. Okay, and so she came back there, and that's why she wasn't at the front desk. All right, it's a very easy explanation. And here you are, worrying your head off your shoulders.
Stop, Clay. I am sorry. Do not disrespect your wife like that. Amanda, he had called Kelly. She was out back. Your wife sat there for over an hour. What was the front desk girl doing out back for over an hour with you then? I don't know.
She came back for 5 minutes and then she left. I don't know what she did after that. I'm not her babysitter, okay? I just do maintenance.
Amanda, are you okay?
And front desk workers.
No, I just... This is the same story he told me before, and if I believed it, I wouldn't have called you guys.
All right.
What are you bringing in? What do they know? Huh? They do radio. They jabba, play a song. What do they know about us, huh?
It's true.
Nothing.
It's true. It's true. Listen, I'm not going to take that away from you.
I don't even know why I'm here.
But here's the thing, Amanda. I just want you to know we do offer couples counseling. And say Clay is being honest with you and telling you the truth, and obviously you guys have to work on some trust issues. But I'm going to put you on hold, Amanda, and you can decide if you want couples counseling because we will pick up the tab. Hold on, guys. Well, Nicki Minaj has a warning to all men, revealing that she's not vaccinated. She says she's not going to get the vaccine until she's done enough research. And right now, her research is telling her not to get it because her cousin's friend in Trinidad got the shot and became impotent because his area, his manhood, swelled up the really giantitis.
Oh, really?
And he was actually engaged to be married, but because he was so swollen, according to Nicki Minaj, he was so swollen that his fiance called off the wedding.
Oh, no.
I think he probably should go get checked for something else.
Yeah.
That's not COVID related down there. That's what it sounds like to me.
I mean, I got both doses of the COVID. I got all the side effects except that one.
That was the only one you didn't get.
That was the only one I'd want.
You know what, Walmart? If you get that booster, I'm going to check in on you daily. How's it going down there, Jeff? Nicki Minaj did not attend the Met Gala last night because it required your vaccination card. She also revealed shortly after delivering her child, she says she came down with COVID. She says her symptoms were no worse than Drake's symptoms, and Drake was vaccinated.
Wow.
You can see her post on our blog. Britney Spears already working on a prenup, I'm hearing, only days after announcing her engagement that her camp is together. They're drafting something up. Britney is worth about $60 million. Earlier, her fiance Sam joked that he was the one who wanted a prenup to protect his Jeep and his shoe collection. So he does have a good sense of humor.
Like,
and finally, Kate Hudson has gotten engaged too to her boyfriend Danny. He's a musician. She showed off what appears to be a pretty nice darn looking engagement ring on Instagram, writing, "Let's go. Let's do this."
Seems like this happens a lot with her. Like, for some reason, it seems like she's getting engaged a lot.
I think it will be her third engagement and maybe second marriage.
I don't remember.
Anyway, they've got a daughter, Rainey Rose, and she turns 3 next month. Check out her post and more at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 7:51. That sounder, ooh, that means it's time for good news. Do you have good news? Share it with us. Maybe you're taking a class. Maybe you're studying to be a real estate agent like Walmart Jeff.
I am an agent.
I know you are.
Studying
well, you know, you're not. You've completed it, Walmart,
yes.
And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Courtney.
But if you're on that path, call us. That would be great news. 860-247-9570. I've got good news. If you're looking for money and you like scary movies. I don't like scary movies. Do you, Walmart Jeff?
I used to. I don't watch them anymore.
I don't even watch the news. That's too scary for me these days, too.
Yeah.
A company wants to pay you to watch scary movies. Finance Buzz says they're looking for a horror movie heart rate analyst. They're going to pay you $1,300 to watch 13 scary movies. You got to wear a Fitbit while you do it so they can monitor your heart. That's
it. Okay.
And if you don't get that job, there's one with the Dish Network. Same thing. 13 scary movies, a Fitbit, and $1,300.
Nice.
So easy. But you've got to, I mean, you need to apply for that job now. Your job would start October 9th, and they'll give you until the 18th of October to finish watching 13 movies. I feel like that's easy.
Yeah.
Apply for those jobs on the Courtney and Kiss the Morning Facebook page. That's my good news. What's yours, Walmart Jeff?
I saw this story, and it kind of reminded me of the Big E. This happened out at the Illinois State Fair.
Okay.
A guy was out there. He was eating his ice cream. He was enjoying it, but he decided that, you know, what would make his ice cream better would be to take out his dentures and to enjoy the ice cream that way. So he took out his dentures, put them on the picnic table, got up and walked away, and he left his teeth there. And then...
Don't you notice your teeth aren't in?
Yeah, I know.
I feel like that I would notice that.
Well, sometimes you get distracted.
Or his mouth might have been very numb from the ice cream, so then you don't know.
I didn't even notice.
Right.
The state police were able to track the man down because his name was on his teeth.
Wait, they have teeth in your name on your teeth?
Yeah, you can throw your name on your teeth.
I didn't know that.
It's definitely.
Personalized grill.
Yeah, kind of. And they were able to reconnect the teeth with the owner.
I like that. Yeah, and so you're right, Walmart Jeff. The Big E's coming up.
Well, I had a friend that worked at the Big E, and they said that, like, the area where they get lost and found items, like, they get some of the most bizarre things that people turn in. I don't know if anyone's ever turned in teeth, but yeah, the Big E starts this weekend.
I love it. And you've got Machine Gun Kelly performing. Is it this Friday night there?
Yeah, Friday.
Kicking things off. Awesome. If you've got good news, share your good news with us. Call us 860-247-9570.